This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This was something of a day of reckoning for JPMorgan Chase, one of the biggest of the big banks on Wall Street. The case at hand has come to be known as the London Whale, the nickname given to a trader in the company's London office who found a way to lose $6 billion last year. In an agreement announced today in which regulators pretty much skewered the bank's top management, JPMorgan will pay more than $900 million in fines by way of penance. Marketplace's David Gurra reports on where that money might go and what other costs might still be on the horizon.
It's one of the biggest fines in recent memory. James Cox is a professor of corporate and securities law at Duke, and he says that JPMorgan settlement money, it's going to help us pay down our federal debt.
It just goes into the vast sieve called the federal purse.
Some money from JPMorgan may also end up in your purse or wallet. In a separate settlement, the company agreed to pay an additional $300 million to credit card customers charged for add-ons that they didn't receive. Now, not all of the London Whale settlement will go to the Treasury Department. $220 million will go to the UK. Some money could end up with investors. Hilary Sale is a professor at Washington University in St. Louis, and she says the Securities and Exchange Commission has options.
The SEC can take money and instead of putting it into the Treasury, can, at its discretion, figure out how to route that money back to the harmed investors.
That process could take a while. So could civil suits. Those could grow because JPMorgan did something today other big financial firms haven't done. It admitted wrongdoing. Sale says it seems JPMorgan has anticipated more legal bills. A few weeks ago, the company announced it's building up its defenses.
The money they've set aside for legal reserves, and they also made public that they've hired 3,000 new employees to do legal and compliance work.
Those employees don't come cheap. J.P. Morgan has earmarked an extra $1.5 billion to cover litigation costs. In Washington, I'm David Gurra for Marketplace.